Me too. That was always best because if I raised them in the garden, you know, you always use them. Time you come around, what's better? So he said, no, it's fruit. Boy, you knocked me over. Just like that.
Yeah, I guess so. I didn't know that.
I knew. So, mayor's fruit too.
I see.
You buy them in cans. Boy, put it in the macaroni, make it taste real good.
Yeah.
Or you take mayor and put it with the slaw. A little bit of the slaw. I don't think I'd ever get tired of that. Would you? It's not fatty.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Do you remember that kind of tree that Washington was supposed to have cut down? George Washington?
Cherry tree.
Mm-hmm. What do you call that? You know that hard inside part of a cherry?
Seed?
Is that the same thing that you call the hard inside part of a peach?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have this type of peach around here that the meat of the peach is real tight against the seed?
All peaches that way, I think.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of a kind of peach called a cling peach?
Yeah, cling. Cling peach and a freestone peach. Mm-hmm.
I see. Well, what do you call that part of the apple that's left after you've eaten what you want?
Core. We got more seasoning. Apple core.
Do you ever hear of people slicing up either apples or peaches and letting them dry in the sun?
Mm-hmm. Call them dry apples.
What do you use?
Dry peaches. Dry apricots. They're so hot now you can't buy it.
What do you use them for?
Cook them, make pies with them.
Well, what about some different kinds of nuts that grow around here? You mentioned pecans. Is there anything else?
That's all kind I know of.
Got any walnuts?
Yeah, black walnuts. That's the only fair one. I only want fair one. Rosin. But when that's in that barrel, it's a hull.
What part is the hull? Is that the soft part or the hard part?
Hard part.
When have you ever picked those things and gotten that stain on your fingers?
Anyone does that when you pick them up, they're green. So they got the outside green. And if it's dry, that won't fall off and there's pecan there. Mm-hmm. Or pecan.
You got any kind of nut around here that grows in the ground?
Grass nut.
What is that?
It's grass with the nuts on it. Go to the ground. You eat them if you want to.
You can?
Mm-hmm. I have.
That's not the same thing as peanuts, is it?
No.
Do any of those grow around here?
I don't know if they do. No, I guess they could. They plant them.
Have you ever heard people call peanuts anything else?
Goobers.
Goobers. Ever heard them called ground peas?
I guess you can, but I don't hear them call them that. I don't even hear them call them peanuts or goobers.
Well, what are some different kinds of nuts that might not grow around here, but you could buy in the store?
Well, you buy a walnut store. English walnuts. Mm-hmm. Zill nuts. We just call them nigger toes.
Call what?
We just call them nigger toes.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that before.
We've been going down from that one now because so many people, color people goes in there.
Don't like that?
I don't get by making mad called nigger toes. See, Zill nut, nigger toes, and a little bit around there called hazel nuts. Mm-hmm. And it's coconut. Because you know where they come from? They come from overseas.
Oh, yeah.